This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Explosions in Gaza on Thursday night as fighting continues between Israel and Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. It comes as United Nations experts on Thursday called for a humanitarian ceasefire, saying that Palestinian people in Gaza are at, quote, a grave risk of genocide. Here's Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda.
In southern Gaza, where Israel ordered people to flee from the north, airstrikes and artillery shelling is making what is already a hellscape that much worse, with growing health risks like raw sewage spreading disease. This young girl is saying she has a headache and her stomach hurts. Her mother is sick from drinking polluted water. Israel has blocked off all power and fuel supply to Gaza and has allowed in only a trickle of food and medicine as it presses its siege.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda, who says on Thursday, Israel's military said it was talking to medical agencies about setting up field hospitals for civilians in southern Gaza, first for the wounded and then for specialized care. An armed drone was shot down on Thursday over Harir military base hosting U.S. forces in northern Iraq. This is according to two security sources who told Reuters. It was not clear if the foiled attack caused any damage or casualties yet. Federal agents raided the home of a top fundraiser and longtime confidant for New York City Mayor